It must be near daylight. Alligator still watches the wall from time to time. Suddenly he becomes greatly interested and moves towards the partition. The hair on his back begins to bristle and the battle light is in his yellow eyes. She knows what this means and lays her hand on the stick. An evil pair of small, bright eyes shine in a big crack. The black snake comes slowly out, about a foot, and moves its head up and down. The dog lies still, and the woman sits as if fascinated. The snake comes out a foot further. She lifts her stick, and the reptile, as if suddenly aware of danger, sticks its head into another crack and hurries to bring its tail round after him. Alligator jumps, and his jaws come together round the snake's tail. He has it now and pulls it out. Thud, thud comes the woman's club on the ground. Alligator gives another pull and he has the snake out. A black brute, 5 feet long. The head rises to dart about, but the dog has the enemy close to the neck. He shakes the snake as if he felt the original curse in common with mankind. Tommy wakes up and tries to get out of bed, but his mother forces him back. Thud, thud. The snake's back is broken in several places. Thud, thud. Its head is crushed. She lifts the reptile on the point of her stick, carries it to the fire, and throws it in. Then she watches it burn. The boy and the dog watch too. She lays her hand on the dog's head, and all a fierce, angry light dies out of his yellow eyes. The boy stands for a moment before going back to bed and looks up at his mother. He sees tears in her eyes and, throwing his arms around her neck, exclaims,
"Mother, I will never go droving. Blast me if I do."
And she hugs him to her breast and kisses him. And they sit together while the sickly daylight breaks over the bush.